Hello.
Hello, my name is Randy, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. And this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I please speak with the person who requested this call back?
Yes, sir. My name is Elvin Steele.
All right, sir, and how can I assist you today?
Okay, I was trying to see, could I get unemployment? How can I get unemployment?
All right. So you wanted to open a claim today, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And what is your Social Security number, sir?
It's 420-33-1259.
All right. Let's see here. And, sir, what is your name?
Elvin Steele, Elvin Steele.
Okay. All right, let's see here. And what is your date of birth?
It's August 31st, 1989.
Okay, and do you have a driver's license?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what's that number?
It's 785-1686.
Okay, and what is your mother's maiden name?
Latanya Hines.
No.
No. I got married again, Latanya Drish.
No, maiden name is the name you're born with before you get married.
Oh, I'm sorry, Young.
Okay, yep, there we go.
Well, all okay, right.
All righty, let's see if we can't get in here now. There we go. All right, and there we go. All right, and you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud, correct?
Sir?
You understand that knowingly making a false claim, false statement, or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. Now, you understand that fraud is a federal offense and punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, sir.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. There it goes. All right. And has your name changed since the last time you filed?
No, sir.
And have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, sir.
And have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, sir.
All right. And what is your phone number?
It's 205-377-2653.
All right. All right, and that driver's license number that you gave me, you did say that was an Alabama license, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, Alabama license.
Okay. And what is your race?
African-American.
All right, and what is your ethnicity? Is it Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
All right, and what is the highest grade you completed in school?
12,
okay. 12.
Yes, sir.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Yes, sir.
You did?
But you said it. Can you repeat that again for me?
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Oh, no. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir.
Okay. And do you consider yourself disabled?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. There we go. And what is your residential address?
It's 102 Jackson Street, Cuba, Alabama.
Oh. All right, and what's that zip code?
36907.
Okay. And now, there's no apartment number or lot number or anything with that, right?
Is that apartment number?
Right. There's no apartment number or lot number or anything like that that goes with it, right?
Yeah, no, sir.
Okay. And what was your occupation?
Talking about like while working.
What kind of work did you do?
Construction.
Construction? Okay.
Yes, sir.
And what did you do in construction?
Operator.
Equipment operator?
Yes, sir. Equipment operator.
Okay. And are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Sir? Can you repeat that for me again?
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall? Are you a member of a union?
No, sir.
No? Okay. Yeah, are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, sir.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, sir.
Okay. And are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, sir.
And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, sir.
All righty. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
At least 20 miles.
Okay. And what's the lowest hourly wage that you'll accept?
$17 what I was getting paid.
Okay. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, sir.
Do you own a business?
I would like to have one, but not. I mean, I got to get back in to try to work.
All right. Do you work for yourself?
No.
All right. And are you working on commission, or do you have a real estate license?
No, sir.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, sir.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you've worked for in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Okay. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st, 2024?
No, sir.
Okay. All right, do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, sir.
Okay. All right, now, if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the prepaid benefits card. Prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments. There are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer?
I can have a direct deposit.
Direct deposit? All right. Is that going to be in your checking or savings account?
Saving.
Saving?
Well, could I change that and get the card?
Yeah. Yeah. If that's what you want, we'll do that. So you want the card, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
That's okay. And who was your employer?
ST Bond.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. And what is his phone? What is their phone number?
Hold on. Just a minute.
Okay.
Okay, the number is 205 752-8233.
All right. And what city were you working in?
Tuscaloosa.
Tuscaloosa, okay.
Yes, sir.
And what date did your employment start with them?
So when it started?
When did you start with them?
In 2016.
What month?
July. Matter of fact, in July.
July of what? 2015?
Sorry?
July of 2015?
No, July, it was July 10th.
10th of 2015?
Oh, no, sir. Good life. I'm in 2015.
Right. 2015. July 10th, 2015, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And what was the last date that you worked?
It's been 2 weeks ago. It was on June the 28th.
June 28th?
Yes, sir.
2024, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And the reason you're no longer working?
It was like hearsay on the people I was working with.
You got fired or quit or what?
Got fired.
Okay. And what was the reason for your termination?
Because it was hearsay, the people that I was working with on the crew.
Mm-hmm. Hearsay for what?
I guess that was like hating on how I was working, and got back to my boss, and
okay. All right, and what is the name and the title of the person who fired you?
Is that his name?
What is the name and the title of the person who fired you, right?
S.E. Bond.
What was it?
You said, can you repeat yourself again?
What was the name and title of the person who terminated you?
Guy Watkins?
And what's his position?
He's a superintendent.
Okay. And what was the date that he told you you were terminated?
I want to say that it was July the 1st.
July 1st? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what caused the discharge? What did he tell you that you're fired for?
Because of hearsay, what people were saying on the crew about me. Which that was telling false stuff.
All right. And what did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to being discharged?
I couldn't do nothing but go with it because they got to get rid of me.
Okay. All right, and did you commit the act your employer alleges?
Sir?
Did you commit the act your employer alleges? Did you do what they said you were doing?
No, sir. I mean...
Okay. And was there any prior warning for the same or similar act?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, there we go. All right, now, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Yes, sir. Did I get any of that? I mean,
do you expect to get any of that after the last day that you worked?
Yes, but I didn't get. Well,
you didn't get any.
I mean, yes, I did, but. Yes, sir.
Okay. What did you get?
I mean, like every year we'll get 40 hours vacation and 16 hour sick day.
Okay. And did they pay you for that?
After they got. No, sir.
Okay.
Well, I used some of it already.
Right, but what was left, you didn't get it, right?
No, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, sir.
All righty. Let's see. All right, now you certify that all of your answers are true and correct, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, now, you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama, correct?
Yes.
All right. Then you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. You agree?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefits handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities. You agree?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, the following instructions and phone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work. As well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished register you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. All right. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at, that's going to be alabamaworks.alabama.gov. And that's where you update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, benefits, rights, and responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could result in a denial of benefits. In the process we just completed, filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you, but you must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. And you can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, and you just go where it says file weekly certification on the homepage, or you can do it over the phone at 800-752- All right.
Okay. 1-800. All right.
752-7389. All right. And your weekly certification can be made on Sunday from 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. All right, now your employer will be contacted regarding your separation, and we may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by phone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week, and you must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once, unless the employer wasn't hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make at least 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, you can visit an Alabama Career Center. All right, now I'm going to give you your confirmation number and then your PIN number as well, okay?
Okay, hold on. Okay.
All right, you ready?
Okay.
Aren't you ready? Your confirmation number is going to be 489.
Yes, sir.
878.
Okay.
405. All right.
Okay. 489-878-405.
Right.
Okay.
Right, now I'm going to give you your PIN number.
Okay.
All right. Now your PIN number is going to be 1259.
1259?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else we can assist you with?
That'll be it. I thank you, though.
All right, sir. You. All right. Well, thank you for calling the unemployment claims line. You have a nice day today, sir.
Okay, you too.
Thank you, sir. Bye now.
All right, thank you.